Yeah, what would I tell my 13-year-old self about being a woman? Yeah, it sucks. Don't do it. Run for your lives, okay? Run as fast as you can. It ain't worth it. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.
That was Carice Anderson, Harvard MBA, and because I've received so much positive feedback from last week's episode, I thought I would bring you one more clip of a woman sharing what she would tell her 13-year-old self about becoming a woman. If you haven't heard last week's episode, it's a must listen. After this one, of course. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I am your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show exploring the link between brain power and brand influence. With this being Women's Month, I thought we would continue bringing you conversations from women. So I take a back seat this week and allow women to converse with each other. Former practicing attorney turned inspirational leadership coach and founder of HireSelfCoaching.org, Motepa Masina, is in conversation with Dr. Pauline Makalibe, who has a PhD in design thinking and heads the School of Innovation, Creativity, and Entrepreneurship at Henley Business School. And most importantly, she has pioneered a form of powerful creativity in her newest venture, African Alchemy Inspiration, an African-inspired approach to alchemy, creativity, and innovation. And your organization could benefit mightily from the work she's doing. These women have both overcome extreme odds to be where they are, from conquering depression to losing family members while pursuing a PhD, but they stand tall as an example of what's possible. And this conversation between them is inspiring. Enjoy.
Yours is a very interesting background, growing up in Maseru, Lesotho. So what do you appreciate the most about your formative years?
My parents were interesting. My mom was a teacher, my father a public servant, but both of them were very entrepreneurial. So right in the city center of Maseru, we had cattle at home, we had a chicken farm, we had a pig farm, and we had a proper farm now with vegetables and stuff. And then we had four girls. I was the last born of the four girls. So there were no gendered roles. All of us would have to head cows if we have to, kill the chicken and do all sorts of work in the house and outside and milk the cattle every evening, sell the milk to the rest of the village to have pap and milk every evening for supper. So that's, I grew up in this natural, creative, make, do, work. So there wasn't a moment of let's sit around and watch TV every day. It was just like we're always working. That's what we were.
So as a former software engineer, what led you down this path of creativity and innovation and you consistently tapping into the power of what if in your life?
So it's interesting because I was a software engineer for 8 years. When I decided to enroll in an MBA, I wanted to just get my business skills and then start a powerful IT company and be rich ever after. But in the MBA, I encountered an interesting lecture, a course on creativity, strategy and design. And then it exposed me to a whole new world of creativity, creative problem solving, design thinking, and that gripped my heart. The core thing that gripped my heart was when we were asked how much of you is welcome at work. And I realized for 8 years, I was using 10% of me. I was just using my analytical side. I wasn't creating. I wasn't passionate. I wasn't energetic around my work. So I then decided to change my story and to engage more of me and expand on my creative ability in order to use it at work.
So what took so long for this type of creativity and innovation thinking to take flight in the mainstream? And what is the inspiration behind African Alchemy?
So it's interesting because about 11 years back, when I first got exposed to creativity work, my thesis then in my MBA was a creative approach to software development. So I'd studied all manner of, you know, theories around creative problem solving, around design thinking, and I had packaged it nicely in my thesis. And I was ready to teach the world how to be creative and how to use creativity at work. And corporates were closed. They were like, well, we are an engineering company. We're not interested in creativity. Or we are a software development company. We're not interested in creativity. But fast forward 11 years later, everybody on their tagline, on their key objectives of the organization on every most of the adverts that we see. We are a leading innovative company, or we strive to be innovative, new ways of thinking. We are human-centric or customer-centric, and we are innovative, we are creative, and it's across industry. So all of a sudden, there's such a hunger. You know why? It's because of the world that we now live in. So we all know about the fourth industrial revolution, the emerging digital world, the effects of artificial intelligence, robotics, machine learning, all of this that we hear about that is happening in organizations. When we get to that place where you teach computers or robots to do your part of your work that is mechanistic, what are you going to be left to do? You have to tap into those human characteristics that make us different. And you have to go back and reflect and dig deeper into what is your unique contribution to the world. And we are seeing that increasingly in organizations today. So now there is such a hunger. Everybody wants to understand and explore what creativity is and how can I tap into this inner creative self. So the work of alchemy inspiration, the inspiration is exactly that. The core of it came from when I wrote the book, The Alchemy of Design Thinking. So I just uncovered within the body of work of design thinking simple human characteristics and human processes and engagements that bring magic to work, just unleashing that human capability, the ability to connect, to communicate, to be interested, and to, you know, not be like robots and not to be mechanistic in our approach to things and relationships and how we do problem solving. And I uncovered that in my book. And then I thought, well, actually, this has inspired me to tap into a whole new world of how can I tap into more simplicity, more simple principles that bring out the magic, the human element to the work that we do.
Okay, so your PhD journey took you to interior places you'd never been before. What was that journey like?
It was such a deep journey. Firstly, just as I was applying for my PhD, I lost my mom. Just before I applied for my PhD, I lost my mom. And I enrolled and I discovered I was pregnant. So I've had two kids in the process, lost my father the morning I was submitting my first draft of my thesis. I moved cities, I changed jobs, and the PhD was still happening. I got invited to sit in the board of the Creative Education Foundation in the US. The PhD was still happening. I became a consultant for a leading innovation company called No Innovation, and I was still doing the PhD on the side. It was such an eventful period in my life, and I still had my family to run, my husband, my kids, and my full-time job. It was tough. But I made a decision right at the beginning of it that no one else has to suffer. If I'm going to do this, I'm the only one that has to suffer. And I decided my kids will never see me on the laptop doing my work and my husband. But I'll sleep at 8 along with everybody. But 2 to 5 a.m. every morning, I was working on that document. Whether I was at home or in various places where I would go to do my consulting work or to do my board meetings, I would do my work. So it was interesting. There was a year and a half delay because of my father's death. It was interesting. But I hope my story can inspire many people, especially women out there who have many responsibilities. You have your parent, you have a husband, you have a full-time job, but you want to further your studies. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of rearranging of your schedule, prioritizing. I haven't been invited to parties in a long time. I lost friends, but it was all worth it because a couple of years later, I was able to do what I wanted to do with all of my heart, and I can be proud, and I can now attend whatever you invited me to.
Thanks so much, ladies, for sharing. And you can check out more of their conversation by visiting www.higherselfcoaching.org. Please rate us and share your thoughts in Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. Happy Women's Month, ladies, and we'll be back next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.